subliminal song. I didn't have the time or the patience. I didn't have the money or equipment. I think I had some good ideas.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting in this tiny West Town apartment on late on a Wednesday evening is...
It's not that late.
It's almost...
Esmeralda.
It's 11.
That's not late. You make it sound like...
Well, then it would be an early Thursday morning.
It's late for old people.
No, it's the last hour we could possibly record in this day of our Lord.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It's late in that sense.
Yeah, exactly. In the day of our Lord sense.
I can't... All right.
This is starting out great.
Yeah.
We barely scratched the surface of our copious amounts of notes from last
week.
Well,
your notes, which are great notes. They're great notes.
Oh, thank you.
But they're your notes.
You've been drinking.
No, I'm just saying. They're yours. They're not mine.
Well, let's look at out of the four things we have that we're going to talk about tonight. One of them is me, one of them is you, and two of them are mutual. So, even.
Great.
What do you want to start with? Yours or mine or mutual?
Mutual.
Mutual. All right. Janet Davies.
I just love that you decided to make this a topic.
Janet Davies is frustrating if you live in Chicago.
I think she's hilarious.
I hate Janet
Davies.
So
I don't mind her.
I don't appreciate anyone that's over a certain age wearing leather coats as a normal jacket.
Or actually, I think she wears leather pants too, probably.
Are you serious?
Probably.
Oh, I hate it. Janet Davies is the host of 190 North,
mm-hmm.
and she occasionally does like the entertainment beat on
yes.
WLS.
Mm-hmm. She interviews celebrities.
Exactly. Whatever. Fine. Do your thing, Janet Davies. I don't like your cultural show, Janet Davies.
It's not cultural. It's just what's going on in the city.
What's pop cultural stuff? They did have one report that was awesome that I haven't checked out yet, and they went to the meat market on Lake Street, like 1300 West Lake. That
the
looks amazing.
The French place?
No. It's just a meat market.
Well, you know what? You're watching it, aren't you?
Okay, here's the thing. You're right. You're completely right. There's nothing on... There is nothing on TV if you have regular TV.
Well,
if you don't
go
have
outside,
cable,
read a book.
I should be reading a book. I usually do laundry on Sundays.
But you have to watch something while you're doing the laundry.
If I don't do that, I tend to want to fall asleep and then sleep in the laundry pile. Which I think is not, which I don't think is that uncommon.
No,
my cat
it isn't.
Does it.
I've done it.
Yeah, because exactly.
It's so warm.
But you like Janet Davies.
I don't love her.
But you like her.
I don't mind her. I'll
what
watch 190 North without, you know, beans. Squeamish about it.
What is one thing that I should be looking for in the eyes of Janet Davies that might win her over, that might turn a leaf in my soul?
You know what? No, it's not I don't like her and I don't love her. I can stand her. She doesn't bother me. I kind of take her as your mother's crazy trying to be hip aunt.
Why is
or
that?
Or your mom's trying to be hip friend. And or one of your aunts who tries to be really cool.
Do you think
still.
She was one of those cool moms?
I think she's still, she tries to be, but then her whoever son or daughter is like, oh, mom. And then their kids, their friends are like, oh, she's kind of cool.
No. Everything about that analogy made sense until someone else's kid goes, that lady's cool.
Because it's always, you don't think your parents are cool. But then someone else is like,
parents
they're
kind
of cool. And you're going,
no
they're not. Ew.
Just because they give them margaritas does not make them cool.
You think Janet Davies gives margaritas to her friends?
Only children.
Her kids' friends?
Only between the ages of like 13 and 16.
Because it's okay. Because they're at her house. They're not leaving.
She's a basement moderator. I love those parents.
I've never met one of those
Only
parents.
Only looking back at high school do I love those parents.
Okay.
Oh, you're the best parents. Don't ever watch your kid. Just let them have free reign in the basement, specifically if you're a girl's parents. Oh, they're the best.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they're the best.
Jeez.
Good times.
See, but I don't mind her in that. I take it like that.
How do you take a television personality like that?
She's that weird person who tries to be cool still. And you'd be like, all right, yeah, just let them.
You're
just
a very
play
kind
along.
Person.
Play along.
I don't want Janet Davies to play along. That's the problem. No one's shutting the shit down, man.
I know, because everyone's tolerant of it. They're like, whatever,
no.
Let her do her thing.
Doug Banks is co-host. Bullshit. He looks miserable.
Oh, they're all horrible. They're all horrible
Steve
Delensky, reporters.
Is that one of them?
Oh, my God. The Hungry Hound.
Is he also on that show? Because I kind of like the Hungry Hound.
I don't think he is.
This is getting super local, by the
I
way.
Know. Although that guy, he was on Iron Chef.
Steve Delensky?
Yes.
And, I like him.
Okay, no.
My voice got high. That's how you know I like somebody.
No, see, but the thing was, he was on Iron Chef, and it was mm-hmm. a Chicago chef, and then some, and then
oh,
one
really?
Of the Iron Chefs. Yeah, I think that's the main reason why they had him on
okay.
there. And one of the main guys one of the main judges is always this kind of too good for anybody, is the editor of some crazy magazine.
So is he very harsh on all the contestants usually?
Yes and no. But then, like, Steve Dolinsky comes in.
DHH.
Yes.
Good old
HH. Comes in trying to be like, oh, I like this and I like that. And
so he's trying to find the positives and everything.
Kind of, yes. And then the judge who's always been there just keeps knocking him down and just making condescending comments towards Steve Dolinsky. And it made me laugh because Steve Dolinsky's trying to be all professional.
See,
and
I like
cool.
Steve Dolinsky. And this is why we're different. Because if Steve Dolinsky was doing that on my show and I was this asshole guy, mm-hmm. I would probably do the same thing. But if I was Steve Dolinsky, and this is why he's better than me, I would say something like, well, it must suck to only be able to fuck when you're in pain, or something to that effect.
Well, you know what? I just don't like that he likes to put his big fat face on.
Steve Dolinsky?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, his big fat face?
Are
he's
you
not an
kidding
overweight
me?
Dude. He's not overweight.
Yes, but when...
His headshot that you see in every restaurant?
Yes, his big fat face.
Fine. That's fine to
me. I don't like it.
I like the local newscaster's headshots. I don't know why.
I don't like that he does that, and it's supposed to be a sign of approval.
Why? He says really nice things about the place.
Because just put the little logo. There's a logo to the Hungry Hound.
I know. That's for the window. That's for when like Yelp. When Yelp likes
I know,
you.
But it's not like the Yelp's
it's
president
interesting.
Puts his big fat face
so
on
So overall,
everything.
You don't like Steve Dolinsky.
He kind of annoys me.
But you like Janet Davies.
I know.
That's the schism
Janet
between.
Davies doesn't put a big fat face on
because no
headshots.
One will hang it because she's too busy trying on leather coats and pants. For future episodes
but
of 190
you,
North that we need to get on.
Don't you imagine her, though, in like a leather pant jacket suit?
I do.
Because that's what she likes. Here, and it'd be
I do.
Pink.
You know what?
It's
I
pink.
Do like Janet Davies one night
salmon.
Of the year. Salmon.
Salmon.
Salmon
colored.
Yeah, she's got salmon colored leather suits. Full suits. That's it. You nailed it. We really know our Janet Davies.
Yeah.
I like
Janet Davies is going to find this.
I like when Janet Davies, I do. To be fair to Janet Davies, I don't like what she does, but it's not her fault. I just don't like that format. You know what I mean?
She kind of, well,
she's really, let's be honest, she's good at what she does.
She is. She's good at love. You know what? She should be on The Mix.
Yes, exactly.
She'd be perfect
exactly.
on The Mix.
It's
she
not
would
for
love
me.
Her on The Mix.
I'm sure you're right. I should stop making fun of Janet Davies. But I think you should give Steve Dolinsky, the Hungry Hound, another chance. Because the difference between Miss Davies and Mr. Dolinsky is Mr. Dolinsky informs us about new and wonderful places where we can gorge ourselves. Not so much Janet Davies. She's too busy lounging on couches in a black room with random plants around her.
You know, I don't mind that Steve Dolinsky does that. I you know what? I love the fact that he does tell us about new stuff. But I just don't like his big fat face on when I walk into a restaurant and his big fat face is there.
Do you not like any headshots?
Not when they're touting good reviews and things. Just put the logo. That's fine.
No,
you don't need
I disagree.
Your big fat face smiling at me with your stupid fake
usually
smile.
Usually if Steve Dolinsky's in the restaurant, there's multiple headshots of usually local celebrities.
Yeah, but he does it on his own.
Well, they ask him to do it. They know
him. No, but you know what I mean? Like, he's the seal of approval.
Well, he's the Hungry Hound.
Well, I don't
he's
like
the
I just hate it. I hate it. Because there's places with no headshots and then just his big fat face on the front door.
On the front door?
Well, you know, because it's the...
Where are you going?
Because it's like the sign of approval.
Well, it is.
And I hate that because he has a logo. Use the logo.
No,
why do we need
no.
your fucking headshot on there?
I like his headshot on there.
I don't like
I
it.
I do.
I don't like
I like
it.
Jose Sanders' headshot because sometimes you see him with a mustache and sometimes you don't. And if you're not from Chicago, you're like, that's a weird way to spell Jose Sanders.
Do you also want... I think it's Hosea.
Exactly, but it's Jose. He says Jose Sanders.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if people... You can tell what headshot he's using. You know, because
oh, by
it's
the
different
era?
Years.
Yeah, it's great. It's
so you
great.
Can be like, he hasn't been here in a while. Because they got the one with the mustache.
What's that diner right by Johnny's Ice House on Madison? It's pretty well known. It's like 1500 West Madison, right off of Ashland. Oh, it's been there forever. It's really, really good.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about now? Like Lorraine's or something like that?
No.
It's a Hawks diner.
I don't know. Sorry.
It's just a regular straight-up diner. They have like 30 local newscasters' headshots. It's great because some of them are like national. Some of them are dead. It's great.
Now,
I highly recommend going to
this wonderful
time. Do
you think they all go there or do they just...
Oh, they go there. Because I like when they individual... Like there's 30 headshots, but each one is mentioning a different part of the menu.
Oh,
like,
I see.
Jose Sanders loves chili. Janet Davies, she's more of a fry gal.
Oh,
I like
she loves
that.
The fries.
And pink. I now every time I think of her, I'm going to think of her in a salmon-colored leather suit, and I think that's what makes me like her more.
Because she's in a salmon-colored leather suit.
She's just being herself. Maybe, she's just expressing herself through ill-fitting cows.
190 North, she'll find this before the next 190 mm-hmm. North and find a salmon-colored
she's gonna beat
jacket
the shit out of
and
us.
Leather pants.
She's got goons. I was going to say.
Janet Davies.
Oh, Janet Davies' goons are probably very polite, and they like the cultural nightlife for the mixed crowd.
They're like soccer moms.
Mark G. and Greco and her.
Mark G.
and Greco and her host the local like ABC New Year's Eve thing,
mm-hmm.
and for some reason, like the past 2 years,
did you see the last one? It was horrific.
Exactly.
Ugh.
I wasn't with you, was I?
No,
we weren't at the same place. But no. For some reason, we all had on ABC 7.
Yeah, you always do.
I don't know why.
I think because Channel 5 doesn't do anything.
Oh, you know what? It is ABC 7 does the show from the Metro.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year was the Jesus Lizard. They didn't have the audio for the Jesus Lizard.
Oh, really?
No, it was just David Yowl blinking around.
They were at like some blues place.
They were there.
Janet Davies and
Janet
Jean
Davies
Greco.
And Mark Jean Greco always have this awkward like friend not friend kiss. It's great.
Oh, they do.
Oh,
ew,
it's
I didn't
great.
See that. Gross.
It's never like let's bang, but it's like maybe if we drink more, something's gonna happen.
Well, I was at home,
and that something is gonna be lubed up with salmon colored. Why were you at home?
Because I was sick.
Oh, that's right. You had pink eye or something.
You had pink.
I can't believe you had pink eye.
It was a low level pink eye.
Jesus
it may not
Christ.
Even have been pink eye. I just thought it was pink eye, and I went to the doctor, and they.
And you missed out on your New Year's kiss with Mark Jean Greco.
Yeah,
that's
oh,
what I
that would have been it. Heaven.
Speaking of Mark Jean Greco New Year's Eve kisses, Glee.
What was your question to me?
Why do you like it?
Why do I like it? Well, because one, I'm a back in the day, I used to be a fag hag.
You still are a fag
yeah,
hag.
Yeah, I guess. If the gays come a running, I
okay,
usually.
But just because it's gay doesn't make it good. Okay.
I didn't say that.
No, that's true. But I just
said that's kind of one of the reasons why I like it. Because there's something, it, like, it brings you in because it has the singing.
Camp?
Because
it's got camp.
It's very
value.
Campy. It has all those, they're doing Lady Gaga and Madonna,
yeah.
and it's Glee.
I get that.
Glee Club.
I get that.
Singing, so immediately we're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And there's all like these nerdy people, and then they have the
but
sassy
they're not
gay
really
guy.
Nerds.
No.
No,
well,
they're not. They're all in shape and or can sing and dance.
What
no
about,
real
there's
nerds.
The one in the wheelchair who's not.
He would be in...
He's not in a wheelchair.
In real life.
In real life, but he is pretty nerdy dude. Like, look at him.
But he's still in Glee Club. And he could still... And if it was a real high school Glee Club, he'd be fingering half that cast.
No, he wouldn't.
Really?
Glee Club?
Any club.
What Glee Club were you in?
They wouldn't have it. They didn't have it because there was too many pregnancies, so they went to watch 190 North all the time in high school.
And her salmon colored
we just
outfits.
Had to... And that's why none of us wore leather, because to us, that was the establishment.
Oh, God. I like how you brought it back.
I do.
I just, you know, it's
callback.
The singing and the sassy gay fella. He's really gay, by the way.
I like the sassy gay fella. I would prefer a show that's just the sassy
and
gay fella.
And the
fella.
Sassy black lady.
There's oh, she's annoying and sad.
But she's sassy.
Because she fell in love with the sassy
yeah,
black, or the sassy gay guy.
I know. But then, like, she realizes she's sassy now.
But she's always been sassy. The show
she brought the sass out.
Okay. It's not nearly as sassy as it should be, number one.
Of course. Well, it's on Fox.
So what?
If it was on like Showtime or HBO, it would be 10 times
sassier. If it was Showtime or HBO, there would be no musical numbers. It would just be people fingering each other.
Oh, gross. It'd be your real version.
It'd be that little kid in the wheelchair impregnating everybody and no one thinks it's him. Because they're like, his dick doesn't work. He's like, it fucking works. I'm just not telling anybody.
Did you see that episode?
What?
There was an episode
there's an
where
episode
he actually tells her. He tells, there's a girl, there's an Asian girl who had a lisp.
Yeah, she never talks.
And then she didn't have it. And then she's like, I just made it up because I'm awkward. And then he got all pissed about it. But before that, they had this one-on-one moment. And he's like, you know, it works. It works. Like, he told her that it worked down there.
All right.
So, and it was a very awkward moment. But it was
show,
cute.
If that show's on Showtime, that kid's fucking everybody. He's like, it's just my hand that happens to be squirting... lotions, and he's
ew.
Fucking everybody. He's getting, and he gets everybody pregnant.
I don't want
to
watch
it. And it starts this whole AIDS
now.
Epidemic, and then Jane Lynch has to bust it by going undercover. And the only one that doesn't get it is the gay kid because he's celibate.
Gross.
What?
I don't want to watch
show.
It now.
Well, that's what's going to happen.
I'd rather let it stay on Fox then.
No, Fox is boring. You're going to watch the Madonna Jane Lynch video?
Yeah, I haven't yet. It was just on yesterday. Oh my God.
Why do you like it? I still don't get it.
I don't know.
Just so pretty much anything campy and gay with songs is like up your alley.
Oh, yes.
Why?
I don't know. It's just ingrained in me. Don't ask me why. It's just in there. It's like this gene that comes out that I have no clue was in there. And then
so gays are definitely born and not made is what you're saying. Basically.
Oh, of course. Really? Come on. We're going to have that conversation.
Yes, let's have that conversation.
God.
And speaking of that conversation, I work at the White Sox games sometimes, and I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. And sometimes I see a lot of guys in jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of a two-part thing. Would you ever be friends with, or date, or whatever, a guy that wore jerseys 3 days a week?
Now?
Ever.
Oh.
Because it makes sense at, like, 14.
Well, okay. Well, that's what I'm saying.
It kind of almost makes sense at 19.
That's what I'm saying. Is there a limit? Is there a
cutoff? But,
cut
like,
off
late
here?
20s, are you a poker millionaire? Or because even the actual athlete's not wearing that. And it seems like unless you're hosting a show on ESPN or a poker player that makes a living off of it. Why are you wearing jerseys all the time?
Well, you know,
all
jerseys, baseball,
yeah,
football,
hockey,
all of them.
Yeah, it's different if you're going to the game, if you're a fan.
Okay,
obviously,
only
there's a time
that,
and a place.
That's the only time it's excluded. Is games,
games or events. For example, the Blackhawks' first playoff game is Friday. That's a night game. If I wear my Hawks jersey.
Didn't they just finish?
They just finished the regular season. Now it's the playoffs.
Oh boy.
Shut up. Hawks are great.
What? I thought they were done
boy.
Now. I thought they were done.
You don't like any sport, do you?
Mm.
What if it was campy and more gay?
If they did singing numbers, of course.
All right. Do the athletes have to do the singing numbers, or there just has to be singing numbers?
No, the singer or the players
athletes?
Do. That'd be awesome.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh my God, they would bring in so many more fans.
I don't think they would.
Really?
I think a lot of people would realize that they're actually gay and just
get
disavow
really angry.
Sports. Yeah.
Get angry about
just
it.
Just get angry about
do
it.
Do you think people would be really mad at the players and not come in and see the games and everything?
Yeah, I do.
They
I
would
do.
Just be like, fuck that guy.
Yeah, I would love it. I would love to see that. It's only certain sports, though.
Okay.
Because if I watched
I would
a
do
football...
the hockey would be like... whatever on ice.
Hockey makes sense because all those guys are roughly the same size. Mm-hmm. It like, but I couldn't imagine watching a football game like that.
Well, but they don't they do ballet
some
to be the, agile? And
Yes. Some. But like, there's like 300-pound linemen. And if they're in a choreographed dance between every play, their heart's going to give out like twice as quick. So I don't, any other sport maybe.
It doesn't have to be a big choreographed thing. They can just be singing.
Oh, it could be like a Soul Train
like,
thing
like
or like
a,
there's
maybe
a guy lip
like
singing
a choir,
that everyone's busting. Oh,
it's like a choir
what?
Style deal.
No, that's boring.
Well, you know, if it really, overexertion is a problem, then we, you know, you can fix it. We can make it into something like a choir.
Okay.
Or maybe they just use their arms.
Oh, okay.
Some kind of arm
okay,
dancing.
So like the linemen are doing very basic, like in the background
exactly.
arm stuff, but the wide receivers are doing
pirouettes.
Pirouettes. Drinking Purell.
Or like the ones, lotions. What's the kicker? Doesn't the kicker
the
just kick?
The place kicker? Yeah, the place kicker.
Like if he just does that, just let him do some kind of arm
okay.
thing.
So each, so just like the game, everyone has their position
exactly.
in the dance. All right, well, maybe that would make more sense. Now
but they
I'm
would
on
all
your
have
pages.
To sing.
What would they sing, though?
I don't know. These are details that need to be figured out once this is put into place. All right,
this is why you're never going to get your dancing sports leagues off the ground. You're not willing to commit early on and build. You're like, it'll sort itself out. These dances will not sort themselves
is
out.
Is this how indoor football never came That's to be?
Yeah. They were like, where should
what,
we dance?
What was it?
Arena football?
Arena football.
Yeah, arena football. A team owned by Jon Bon Jovi, the Philadelphia Soul.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did that even work?
How did the indoor football work?
How did it not work?
What do you mean?
It's inside football. That would mean football all the time.
Yeah, it's a little bit different rules, and the skill level wasn't as high. And it was getting more and more popular each year, but I think it was one of those things where they sunk in so much money, they weren't making their money back quick enough, and it was...
Gotcha.
I think one of the first years they broke a profit was the last year.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, well.
What was this about?
Glee.
Oh, the jerseys.
The jerseys. The jerseys.
No, the jerseys.
All right, so the jerseys I saw...
But you're cutting it off. You're making an exception for your teenage years.
Your teenage years, fine, yeah.
Okay, but grown men.
Grown men in jerseys.
Except...
Except at sporting events.
Yes, so like the Cubs...
Like if I wore my Cubs jersey tomorrow, because it was a day.
Yeah.
And I was going... Let's say I'm going to work, I'm going to my 9-to-5, I'm wearing my
Cubs
jersey.
Well, this is really... I mean, you're giving them a lot of leeway.
What do you mean a lot of leeway?
Because how long is the season?
For baseball. There's 162 games. It's like 6 months. They're all pretty much every sport is roughly 6 months.
So for 6 months, they can wear that jersey, and then for another 6 months, they can wear the football jersey. Mm-hmm. So there really isn't a time mm-hmm. when they're not wearing a jersey.
Yeah.
That's not acceptable.
Yeah.
So well, what's the problem?
I'm saying you have to be going to the game.
Oh,
not
okay.
Not that the season is going on.
All
yeah.
right. Well, that's what you sound. You just said.
I apologize.
That's okay.
I wasn't clear.
All right. Well,
it's like Janet Davis. She can wear... her salmon-colored leather.
Well, that's at any day of the
week. Because that's her uniform. She's on the team. But I'm a Janet Davies fan. I could really only wear my salmon-colored leather suit if I'm going to go meet Janet. Or maybe I'm going to go to a place because 190 North was there.
Or you're going to
but if
studios.
I'm going, if I'm going to see, oh, obviously.
In the window.
Obviously. Yeah. If I'm going to wave. Yeah. you put your game face on and you fucking salmon leather suit that up.
But
I'm
if
going,
it's a day off
it's
and
my
you're
day
not
off,
going.
I'm, yeah, it's not a lounge around the house day either. Okay. This is. I'm gonna get a coffee at Starbucks.
And you're wearing your jersey.
See a movie at AMC. I'm gonna go to TGIF Fridays. TGIF Fridays.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to the Jewels later.
Okay.
Go to the Baskin Robbins.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't like it.
Why?
Only because I like people who wear not form. This sounds silly, but form-fitting clothes.
So what
I don't like it when it's
fitting.
Badly tailored.
Usually most jerseys are
but
baggy.
Jerseys, people always wear them humongous.
But in baseball jerseys, basketball jerseys, depends.
They always wear them huge.
Sometimes, yeah.
No, all of them.
Not baseball jerseys.
Unless you're a very tiny person.
Not baseball jerseys. What about the girls you see at Cubs games?
And they wear...
Because there's the female version. The logo is a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
That's obviously cut for a woman. What about
what
those?
About it?
Are those offensive to you?
I never said any of these were offensive.
Do you
want
to
you're
murder
the one that brought
people?
It up.
Why do you have so much hate in your heart, bro?
Oh, you're switching it on me now because you can't yell.
We need to listen. I found the
yell.
Power of the Lord over the last.
I'm
going to
be the one yelling now, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't hate them, but I. You know
why
what?
Are you living in denial?
There is that whole
Jose Sanders.
Although I will tell you this,
you with his mustache.
There is that whole thing with the Cubs fans that you know makes the city of Chicago kind of hate them.
What?
Because. You know, when you go to a Cubs game, it's more of going to the Cubs game rather than going to see the game. A lot of people just go and they drink, and then they go to the bars, get loaded, and it's 5 p.m. and they're drunk as shit.
That's okay.
And they're wandering around the sidewalks.
That's every team. It's just that the Cubs fans happen to have more money.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And there's that kind of, there's that, and that's why the Cubs fan, that's why I don't like them.
That's what, would you have a different opinion if you lived on the West or South side?
I don't know. I kind of respect... Southside fans
Why
and Sox
that?
Fans more.
I think you, if you did my job, you would lose that.
I think because they
like
were underdogs.
I
don't know why.
Okay, no, they are. In this city, they are underdogs for sure.
And they don't have that whole thing like the Cubs fans do where I do not want to be in Wrigleyville.
Yeah.
If I'm not going to the game.
Well, do you ever want to be in Bridgeport?
I wouldn't mind it.
Okay.
Although I've never been there, so
really?
I don't know.
Have you been to a Sox game?
No.
I gotta take you to one.
Never been.
I gotta take you to one. I don't
never
know if you'll
been.
Have fun. You've been to a Cubs game.
No,
though.
I've had fun at Cubs games because
but
I just drink.
You were there for work, and you had like a box and stuff.
Yeah, but I've been there at the seats, and again, it was just drinking.
Who was paying for all your drinks?
I was, and my friends,
okay.
You know, bought me
I'm asking
one
them
or two.
Just throwing it out there.
But yeah, so it was more of a... I didn't even realize the game was over at one point.
Jesus Christ.
Because I was just drinking.
Okay.
That's
what if,
all my main...
What if the jersey isn't sports affiliated, but it's a jersey?
It's just a jersey?
Yeah, okay. Like Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith has jerseys.
I don't like... No, because again, they wear
baggy?
Them... Yes, they wear them too baggy, and it just looks gross.
So it's not necessarily... You just don't like baggy clothes.
I don't. I really don't.
So because. That's why you like Janet Davies so much, because
her
suits are better.
Her
they're more tailored. Where
salmon.
Steve Dolinsky suits, a little bit baggy, obviously off the rack. Come on, Steve Dolinsky. Is that what really
that's
what you're saying?
You found it. Okay. You found the reason why. It's not because I hate his big fat face on the restaurant.
What if my jersey fits well,
mm-hmm.
and it's very offensive? Because this is what I saw on last weekend. I saw, you know, the Minnesota Vikings, right, Merle?
Yeah.
What are they? Minnesota Vikings.
Hold on.
I'm not going to make fun of you either way.
No, I know.
Just, I
got to
give you
context
about
it,
of it.
Because I think I know. Minnesota Vikings. The
Minnesota Vikings.
Twins or the baseball.
Good job.
They're the football.
They're the football team. Correct. So I'm at a baseball game, and this guy's in a Minnesota Vikings jersey.
Do you was know, a Minnesota team playing?
No. Yes. Wait. Hold on. Was it? Yes, it was.
Okay.
It was a Minnesota team. Good one. I didn't even think of that. Well, here's what. Let me get to the why. Do you remember who used to play for the Green Bay Packers for a long time?
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
See, I know these things.
Do you know who what team he's on now?
He's with Minnesota.
Exactly. That's why I'm bringing this up. And on the back of the jersey, you know, it usually says Favre.
Okay.
This guy's jersey said douchebag for the name.
Okay.
With Brett Favre's number.
Oh.
I thought that was brilliant.
Ouch.
But like for 5 seconds. Because it was one of those things where like, oh man, if I was 14, that'd be the shit.
Oh, of course.
You're 44.
But the thing is, I find all those shirts amusing with silly things like, if you're this close, you should back away.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, clever, but I'm not going to wear that.
But I think this guy was like, I can't tell like if he does this to every Minnesota event or he just does this whenever he's going out of the house and he's not going to work.
He probably does that every time he goes out of the house.
That's what I'm thinking, too. So, if you're going to commit yourself, I kind of like that you're committing yourself in a very offensive way. This is not a church-going jersey. This is a fighting jersey.
Yeah. But, again, it's like those all
by
those
the way,
shirts.
Not too baggy.
No?
Not form-fitting either. He was an overweight
but
dude.
But he
pretty moderate.
He realized
he knew.
He's should like, wear to
I
size.
I know my girth, and I'm going to be making this very offensive statement. And, yes, I know there will be thousands of kids around me. Because it's a Saturday day game.
Yeah, but that's an okay word.
No, it
kids
really,
don't know what that means.
They'll ask, why is Brett Favre a douchebag?
Well, that's not his problem. Well, it's his problem, but...
He's an asshole, that guy.
Exactly.
That guy is the douchebag.
But it's along those lines of all the stupid shirts you get at Hot Topic.
Yes, but who, once again, at a certain age level...
Yeah,
should...
and of course, we understand there's a certain age level, but a lot of people don't understand there's a certain age level. There's a lot of parents walking around with kids still wearing those shirts, thinking they're cool as hell.
I know that this isn't for us, but I really want to make this the summer of No Fear shirts and Big Johnson shirts and bring that shit back.
Are you getting starter jackets?
No, that's going to be the winter.
That's the winter?
That's the winter.
We're going to wear
starter
jackets.
But me and you, man, every Monday night. How about the... Come on,
wear JNCO jeans,
out.
Too?
No, that's too much.
With the straps? We can wear with the straps going across so we can't even, like,
no, because those are still
splits.
Worn by a lot of people.
That's horrible.
But that's still worn by
it's
a lot
really
of people.
It's really horrible.
That's...
And you know who does? Corn fans.
Okay.
I'm saying it now. Corn fans.
Did we talk? I think we talked about ICP last show.
No.
We didn't?
No. When we... No.
I think we did.
You failed. You forgot about it because you wanted to talk about my... On the train. There's the ICP fan.
Yeah, there was a guy in ICP. This is on the way home from the Sox game, and he had a hat on that said psychopathic.
Yeah, no, but I also encountered one on the train ride to
exactly.
California.
Exactly, so those ICP fans are still wearing the JNCOs and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, of course.
No one's
they
wearing...
They also drink Faygo beer?
There's no Faygo beer. Take that back right now. ICP fans
Faygo
are clean.
Faygo drinks, and I'm sure they drink orange.
Red's very popular.
Red.
Red is very popular.
But, ugh. Please don't. Can
please
we
don't
please
what?
Don't make
okay,
that
but
a
no
thing.
One's wearing Big Johnson or No Fear shirts.
Yeah, but I don't want to wear a No back. Fear shirt. You wear a No Fear shirt. I'm not wearing a No
what,
Fear shirt.
What if I give you one every week? Will you
no.
Wear come on.
No.
What if we make an AIDS quilt out of No Fear shirts?
You can do that.
You don't want to do charity work anymore? are you anti-AIDS
not
quilt?
Not with No Fear shirts.
I bet we could get
that's
Janet.
That's kind of like a slap in the face
I bet
to the
we
AIDS.
Could get Janet Davies to come and
oh my God.
To the show if we have an AIDS quilt of No Fear shirts.
And would you specifically ask that she wear the salmon jumpsuit
I think I'll wear the salmon jumpsuit as a tribute.
You should wear a jumpsuit, and then she can wear the leather pants and jacket.
And my only question to her will be, why won't you look me in the eyes? And even if she is looking me in the eyes, I will just keep asking
oh
that question.
Oh, my God.
Okay, did you ever go to Great America in the 90s, I should say?
Yes.
When I was a teenager? Those shirts were everywhere, the Big Johnson.
I know.
And then the following year, they tried to ban them.
Did they?
Yeah, you had to turn your shirt inside out if it was offensive in any way, including Big Johnson shirts.
Huh.
And then that was the first time first and only time I ever saw No Fear shirts, KNOW Fear, which are God shirts.
Oh, I haven't seen those.
That's the summer of 2011. That's when we find religion, because the starter
you
jackets
really
will
know.
Keep our soul warm, and then
oh,
we
God.
Can finally blossom in the summer and have No Fear
no,
shirts.
No, thank you.
Come
can
on.
Can I wear, how about this? Can I wear a shirt with the Looney Tunes on it?
You could wear a Looney Tunes shirt and then the following season wear baby doll dresses.
No, yeah. No, I used to have one.
A baby doll dress or
no,
a Looney Tunes
shirt?
Well,
I had
shirt.
Both. I had both.
I had a Taz.
And funny enough, I didn't even...
Let's keep pointing.
I'm sorry. I didn't like the socks.
The white socks?
But I bought a Looney Tunes shirt and they were all wearing socks jerseys.
Did you know if
and
you
they were looking all ghetto as shit and I was like, that looks awesome. And
you
then I'd wear
today,
my yin yang choker
you'd be
with it.
Oh my God.
It was awesome. It was cool.
Where is all this stuff? Your mom has to have some. Tell me you still have that White Sox shirt.
I probably do shove somewhere. Please, I should try to find it.
Bring it to the brain. I'll wear that shirt.
I probably still have the Yin Yang choker,
too. I'll wear all that shit to the game. Me and Brett Favre do.
But yeah, that you remember when they had that whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, Cubs. And I
had
some
a Tasmanian
reason,
Devil University of Michigan shirt.
And he wore it all like he was like this hard-ass dude.
I don't know about yours, but was it like the front is the front, but the back is the back?
Yes.
Yes, those are the worst.
Mm-hmm. And then I wore it slightly puffed out.
Yes.
I'd puff it out from my pants.
Which would be great if you were pregnant.
No, because it was flat.
I know, but it's encouraging pregnancies.
Yes, it is. And I'm assuming that's why there are a lot of dumpster pregnancies in those years.
There
was that joke, the whole prom thing. How do you think they went those 9 months with no one figuring it out?
How many dumpster pregnancies? Was this an epidemic that we did not know about?
Well, there's always the jokes everywhere.
There are jokes now about dumpster babies.
Well, of course.
But
they have to come from something.
You're just making it sound like it's an epidemic.
Well,
comes from Looney Tunes baggy shirts.
Jokes, yeah. Let's blame them.
And what really changed you is when you're like, you know what? This is not campy or gay enough.
Yeah.
In 12 years, there will be some show on Fox that's going to change nothing. But I'll watch it occasionally and have moderate views on it.
Yeah, I had a vision.
And you did sooner or later.
I had a vision and I didn't act on it.
What could you have done?
I had a vision of Glee, but I didn't think to, copyright it.
That should be on your gravestone. I had a vision of Glee.
And I didn't copyright it.
And then people will be very confused because that is a very small footnote in history. But you know,
because I didn't sue. They'd be like, did she sue?
But
no.
I think No Fear shirt. Who do you think is going to be more well-remembered? Or well-remembered? No Fear and Big Johnson t-shirts or Glee?
Glee.
Oh,
please.
You're so wrong.
I pray
wrong.
To God.
You're so wrong.
I pray to God that Glee is remembered.
Well, I pray to Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Baby Jesus? I like Baby Jesus.
Are we just going to reference other movies?
No, I was just saying. I really do like... It just rolls off the tongue, though.
Baby Jesus. How does that roll off the
Baby
tongue?
Baby Jesus.
That doesn't roll off the tongue at all.
It rolls off the lips. Which sounds really
dirty. That sounds
dirty.
Awful. Yeah. Says the girl wearing JNCOs and a White Sox Looney Tunes shirt.
Looney Tunes.
We got to bring that shit back.
I have to. I'll find it.
Please.
And funny enough, I bought it in Chinatown.
Oh, there you go. Let's fulfill all stereotypes.
Oh, I bet you I still have that.
This is why
too.
We need to go on the giant podcast road trip and hit up every single Salvation Army in the way and just stock their rental car full of Big Johnson,
Montana,
No Fear, and Looney Tunes shirts.
I feel like Montana, North Dakota, South
somewhere
Dakota.
Somewhere in the U.S., this is very popular.
There has to be a surplus somewhere. We didn't use all of them.
No. God, and then we could make a giant AIDS quilt.
I'll look on eBay.
It doesn't have to be an AIDS quilt. We could just make a tribute
to quilt
Janet
in general.
Davies. Yeah, well, and then we'll change it. What's this about? It's an AIDS quilt. It's a Janet Davies
just
quilt.
Just everywhere.
Who's
we
Janet
go.
Davies? You wear salmon-colored leather, salmon leather, period.
Once we hit San Francisco, it'll be an AIDS quilt.
Oh, man.
What? That's where it is, isn't it?
That's it?
Where's the AIDS quilt?
Oh, I think it travels, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but where is it?
I don't know.
I mean, they're not constantly traveling with it, are they?
I think they are.
And who's they?
The people that run the AIDS Quilt Foundation.
I don't even know. That AIDS quilt should cover the homeless in the winter.
Yeah, but then it becomes an AIDS tent if someone under the
oh,
cloth
that's true.
Has AIDS. Then no. It's just an AIDS.
Oh, no, and then they get stuck.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Then it's like the Superdome. It'll become the Rape Dome.
No.
You don't do that.
Yeah.
You be respectful. But if we have a Big Johnson No Fear Looney Tunes cloth, then we just have a fucking rave cloth. Rave quilt.
Oh, Jesus. Would you bring that all back, too?
No, I wouldn't. I'd burn it. Like Burning Man. Oh, that's what we should do. We should go to Burning Man and set up our Looney Tunes.
Wrap up the whatever their statue man is. Because don't they burn it at the end?
I'll be cold. I'll need a quilt.
Yeah, and then we wrap him up in it, and then we burn it.
Yeah, and then we'll all go find our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
In the woods with some acid.
That's right. Okay, and speaking of woods and acid, you're looking to move.
Yeah,
from the woods
to the
where you
woods.
Do all those acid drops.
Now I'm going
drops.
To the woods.
I said acid drops.
Acid drops. What?
I don't know. I'm tired.
You're always tired.
Am I?
I think so.
I'm sorry.
At least you haven't been yelling. We won't talk about that because we always talk about
yelling
that.
Yelling out of joy because you're moving.
What?
You live in, is it uptown?
Edgewater.
You live in Edgewater.
Edgewater.
Edgewater's a neighborhood, what, 5 blocks from the lake?
Not even.
Okay, like 4 blocks, 3-4 blocks from the lake, and it's about 50 to 60 blocks north of the Loop. So if you're visiting off Chicago, you know that song, Lakeshore Drive? Merle's at the end of it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty much, once you hit the end of it, I'm mm-hmm. that's Edgewater. It's amazing.
It's off the Red Line. Okay, it's so amazing. We've hung out there since you've lived there 4 or 5 times.
Have we?
Maybe. In your neighborhood proper.
Oh, but that's only because you were there working and doing things.
Either that.
But never been there like, hey, let's come hang out in my neighborhood.
No. Never. Nope. Do you know why?
Because it's so far.
Yeah, and there's not that much to do.
No, there's plenty. There's Andersonville.
That's not your neighborhood. Yeah, we hung out in Andersonville.
Yeah, but the thing is, Edgewater and Andersonville are pretty much blend together.
Why do you like living there so much?
Because it's quiet.
Okay, so that's what you like about it. That makes
sense.
I
love that it's quiet. I'd rather, like, John, mm-hmm.
John is your boyfriend.
Yes, his home right now is like, he seems John to think it's Party Central.
John lives in Lincoln Square, but Lincoln Square is a really quiet neighborhood, except for John's block, because he lives on Lincoln above a German bar.
Yes.
That's been around for a long time.
Yes, but he loves the fact that he can throw parties, although he's only thrown like 3.
Yeah.
So he makes it sound like he doesn't want to let that go. But the thing is, I don't like people in my house.
So you...
I'd rather go to someone else's house and ruin it than people be in my house.
You don't mind the travel?
No, I don't.
Because it takes you like an hour to get home from my place.
Yeah, it sucks, but what, you know, I've you always said had to do
sucks,
that.
It sucks, but what can you do? You could live somewhere else.
No, because everything is horrible.
I love my neighborhood.
I don't really like it because you can't really get places too quick.
I live right off the Blue Line.
I don't like the Blue Line. That place is dirty. There's a lot of hobos on that thing.
Really?
More than the Red Line. Really is.
You're totally wrong.
It's smelly.
You're wrong. You're completely... They're equal smelly.
No, I don't think so.
Listen, just because you're racist against blue things.
That's it. Blue things.
Just blue things and AIDS quilts. You're just so racist and close-minded with all your pro-glee sentiments. You don't even know what real America feels like. It feels like the Blue Line, goddammit.
Right. Wow. And I don't want to know. And what? I'm maybe two and a half blocks from the Red Line.
I'm 2.5 blocks from the Blue Line, and I'm 3 steps out of the loop.
Yeah, but what? The Blue Line goes nowhere. You can go to O'Hare.
It goes everywhere.
Red Line goes more.
Where does it go that you want to go?
I don't know.
Where are you hanging out so
good
often?
Places.
Name one place.
Argyle.
You just want to go eat the
Chinatown.
You just want to go eat the...
If I'm gonna,
it probably takes me less time to get to Chinatown than you.
Because you're closer. You're closer downtown.
Exactly.
I'm closer to Argyle.
Yes, that's one place.
Same thing.
So the most important thing to you is to be quiet and close to Argyle.
Close to food.
There's
delicious
food everywhere.
Good food.
There's good food everywhere.
Yes and no.
Name one place with bad food.
In
the city proper.
That place by Belmont, the Mexican food that's disgusting.
No, that's that's one place. But
Mexican places.
But the area itself is a surplus of great restaurants.
Does it really?
Yes, it
like
does,
what?
Really. Off the Belmont.
I'll give you the pita.
Eat a pita,
but you've never been there, so you don't.
There's
know.
Another pita place actually.
The Eat a Pita is amazing.
There's an
Eat a Pita. Sponsor us. You're delicious.
Oh, that'd be great.
I would love it because I love
we
their
could
creamy
get paid
soups.
In hummus and soups.
Their
we
soups.
Should get food sponsorships.
And their California
and no
turkey.
Fear
shirt.
Wrap. Okay, so that's
no
what we need.
No fear shirt.
Whoever we need no fear shirts.
Oh God.
I need jerseys with players that are controversial with slurs
Pooh
on the back.
Holes.
Pool holes is...
You'd want him.
I want him, but it just says P-O-O, and then holes, H-O-L-E-S. I'd like a Michael Vick jersey that says, who let the dogs out? Okay. Brett Favre douchebag,
what about
that's
a
fine.
Milton Bradley?
See, that's the thing. You're thinking of just pure racism coming from Cubs asshole fans.
Oh, what I was thinking also because of the games.
Oh, Milton Bradley. Oh, that's good.
I'm thinking that because people don't like him, but then you can just throw on the
he's not a Cub
Milton
anymore,
Bradley
by the way.
Games. Well, it doesn't matter.
That's, I guess, yeah.
Who's Pujols? He's from what?
St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, there you see.
He'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's goddamn amazing.
But people think his name is funny.
Yes. Well, we have Fukudome, but if you look at it and don't know how to pronounce it, it looks like fuck you do me.
But do people say that? Although I hate those fucking shirts.
Fukudome.
I hate those shirts that are in that Chinese.
Oh, the Harry Carey?
Yeah. It's like, what? Really? Come on, guys.
Welcome back to summer.
Yeah, thank you.
That's what sucks about being a sports fan sometimes, having to put up with that stuff.
Feel bad for you.
don't feel bad for me. Just buy me a No Fear shirt, and then I'll buy you a Big Johnson shirt, and then our shirts will combine and do a beautiful AIDS quilt.
Like Transformers? Do we turn into a Transformer?
Yeah. That's exactly what happens. That's why I don't understand that movie, because no one else will fucking buy...
No one was wearing No Fear shirts.
No Fear shirts. I got all these Big Johnson shirts. Boxes of them. Waiting to be worn.
Anyway...
Not anyways. Let's figure out this problem. You're putting off how you're going to make arena football better. You're putting off our AIDS quilt.
This, you know what, though? All of these things would be solved with No Fear shirts.
I know. K-N-O-W or N-O?
N-O. I mean, yes, in a way, the K-N-O-W.
Well, yeah,
K-N-O-W. Would. Yeah, of course.
Hello, but... Jesus. You're on my shirt. Let's fucking party. Some Faygo. And then we'll watch 190 North together. And then after that, we'll go to a gay bar and sing along to Glee. I think that's the perfect way to wrap it up.
Yes.
And we never got to your apartment thing. Well, let's tease that again.
Yeah.
Next time I'm going to D.C.
Hopefully, maybe next time I'll have a new apartment.
Really? You're going to have a new apartment in like 5 days?
Well, I don't know. Anything can happen.
No, I won't.
All right,
that's
whatever.
Not going to happen.
Great. Thanks a lot. Thank you. You just ruined that tease.
Are you trying to?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, let's be honest.
Well, kind
hey,
of.
Hey, it's time to get real.
Kind of.
You think Janet Davies teases motherfuckers?
If I can find a great one, then yes.
Janet Davies is fucking real.
I'm
Steve Dolinsky's real.
We could have teased it, and then we could have come back and be like, oh, no, I haven't found one.
I'm not a liar.
I'm not lying. Who knows? I might find one.
You know.
I don't know.
You know everything. About apartments and No Fear shirts.
Anyway, you're leaving for D.C.
I'm leaving to D.C.
Which I think is exciting.
It is exciting. I'm going to be...
Never been there, have you?
No.
Ooh, and you're going to what? What did you say? Teabaggers?
I didn't want to talk about it that much because I hope I didn't talk about it last
time. But you're still going.
I'm going to D.C. tomorrow, or today actually, is tax day, and it's the big tea party protest.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, the 15th.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be there at the same time they are, and I would love to do some interviews with them because, you know, they're good people. They're full of soul.
Yeah.
Modesty.
Passion.
Passion is one of those things.
And sometimes
you
money.
Know what? They K-N-O-W fear.
Yeah, they would love
that. And
those
are the kind of people that I think I could really bond with. So.
Too bad we didn't find any so you could have handed them out as you finish your interviews.
I think I'm going to find them there.
That should be my goal. You may be able to, yeah.
I'm only going to... My new rule for interviewing people that are part of the Tea Party, you got to be wearing a No Fear, Big Johnson, or Looney Tunes shirt.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I'm going
to
have a problem.
I'm going to have to look. I'm going to look tonight for one of those shirts and see if I can find like a surplus. I bet you there's some wholesale.
We
got
to go
you
to
can
start
buy.
Going to Village Thrift and Unique. And Salvation sure. Armies and just fucking going
oh,
to town
God.
On No Fear. Okay, so hopefully.
So you're going.
I'm going there, and then I get back, and then I'm going straight to the Brain.
Yeah. And what is on Monday? Because this is the last one, right?
The Accounts of Homeland Security.
This is the last podcast.
Before our live one?
Yes.
No, it's not.
No. Before the Monday.
Before the Monday, yes, ma'am.
So you should plug it.
Good job. It's the Accounts of Homeland Security presents President Turtle, so it's a variety show. Cindy Cornelson. I think three other stand-up comics. There's a lot going
comedy.
On.
Comedy.
It's comedy.
It'll
there's
be comedy.
There's a few sketches. There's stand-up. There's music. It's fun.
Cheap drinks.
There's a freak show performer. I think it's a freak show performer.
Ooh.
It's definitely cheap drinks. It'll be fun. And then the following week, that's the big one. That's April 26th. You see it's right in front of you.
What?
Monday,
tomorrow
April 26th.
No, the
Monday.
19th.
No, the last Monday.
Oh, that is the night. Yes.
The
and
April,
then.
April 26th. Stephanie Kienert. I'm pronouncing it differently every time, hoping that one of them is right. Junior Stopka, who's crazy,
mm-hmm.
and Team Band, who will close out this episode. Merle, you got to say anything?
And Jeremy.
And Jeremy Traumer. Thank you, Merle. Jeremy Traumer from the
And band. It's his birthday tomorrow.
The Ragtones will be there. So the day you're listening to Friday.
No.
The
Thursday.
Saturday. Today is Thursday. No,
okay.
Today is Wednesday. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
The 15th is Jesus Jeremy Traumer's
so
birthday.
Probably when you're listening to this, happy birthday, Jeremy.
He was born on tax day, and he's an accountant.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
That is so boring.
I know. It's so boring. That's what an accountant is.
And on that boring note, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful night. And here's Team Band.
It's gonna write a subliminal song. I didn't have the time or the patience. I didn't have the money or equipment. I think I had some good ideas. All these kids coming around, buying tickets and paper falling to the ground. I didn't have the time, money, patience, equipment. I think I had some good ideas. And all these kids coming around, buying tickets and t-shirts. All these kids still coming around, asking me, hey buddy, when you gonna release it? Where would they be? Or what could it be? Or what would you do without me? Or what would it be? Or what could it be? Or what would I be without me? Cause you remind me of a time I was so, so young. Subliminal song. My first girlfriend, you remind me of a time I was so, so young. Subliminal song. My first girlfriend.